Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups saying desperate civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo, including many wounded. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. Previous ceasefires collapsed almost immediately. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO's Secretary General.
So the focus of the whole international community has to be on how can we ensure full respect for a ceasefire, a sustainable ceasefire? How can we assure safe evacuation of civilians? And how can we ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid to the people in Aleppo?
Meantime, France has called for another emergency session of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation in Aleppo. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Barun Naim to a string of terror attacks and plots to destabilize Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app, favored by the Islamic State. European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months, sanctions in response to Russia's activities in Ukraine. Analysts say the poor momentum for continued actions to punish Russia is spurred by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's stated willingness to negotiate with Russia. This is VOA News.